This week's Off the Vine is sponsored by Big Sky. Big Sky premieres Tuesday, November 17th on ABC. Geico, go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket? It just may be the most rewarding to-do you do today. Screwball Whiskey. Screwball, the original and most awarded peanut butter whiskey, is now available near you. At 70 proof, enjoy it neat, on the rocks, or in your favorite cocktail. Pick up Screwball at your local store or get delivered today. Ready to hashtag get screwed? Go to screwballwhiskey.com for more info and click on buy now. Jenny Kane, make getting dressed the easiest part of your routine at jennykane.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code VINE at checkout. That's JennyKayne.com, promo code VINE. And Pluto TV. Download the free Pluto TV app for Android, iPhone, Roku, and Fire TV and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free. This week's Grape Therapy is sponsored by Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket? It just may be the most rewarding to-do you do today. OxiClean. You've got to try OxiClean White Revive Laundry Whitener plus Stain Remover for yourself. To work your magic with OxiClean, go to oxiclean.com/try me and order a free sample. That's oxiclean.com/TRYME for a free stain fighting sample while supplies last. Raycon. Go to buyraycon.com/vine today to unlock exclusive deals up to 20% off your Raycon order. But hurry, because this offer is available for a limited time only, and you don't want to miss it. That's buyraycon.com/vine to unlock up to 20% off your Raycons. Vistaprint. Go to vistaprint.com/vine to get started on your unregiftable gift. Ritual Vitamins. Better health doesn't happen overnight, and right now Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Fill in the gaps in your diet with Essential for Women, a small step that helps support a healthy foundation for your body. And Pluto TV. Download the free Pluto TV app for Android, iPhone, Roku, and Fire TV and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.
Who's down with no TV? Who's down with no TV? Who's down with no TV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Caitlin is creating a space where girls
and gents
can feel empowered to be themselves. Get ready for lots of laughs,
taboo topics,
unfiltered advice, and wine.
Lots of wine.
Get ready to shake things up. Here's Caitlin.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Off the Vine. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow. You may know today's guest for a variety of reasons. I mean, Backstreet Boys, ring a bell for you? Had to ring a bell for Cheryl, this year. And what about the first female pro to actually take home a mirror ball? Yes, I'm talking about the couple who competed along with me this season and absolutely killed it. It's AJ and Cheryl Burke. They co-host Pretty Messed Up podcast. It's actually a really great podcast that you need to listen to if you're not already. We get into all things Dancing with the Stars, their biggest challenges. We talk about body images as a dancer and also as a male performer. AJ talks to us about Spanx and what's next for his music career. Fingers crossed for a Christmas album. It's just an overall great conversation. So please enjoy today's podcast.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, great start. I feel like we're off. This is so typical for me anyways. So I hope it is for you guys too, because when I jumped on your podcast, it was like so professional. Here we go. We had an intro, and with me, I'm like, can you guys record audio too, just in case I don't have it going over here?
Well, yeah, but we also have like 30 people on at one time. It's not just us. So
you guys do.
I'm just, we have troubleshooters built in.
That's amazing. Well, thank you guys
testing,
for coming on. Oh, are you? Yes, testing. We can hear you. Can you hear us, Cheryl?
Yes. She's nodding, testes, like, 1-2. Testes, 1-2.
Exactly.
Testy testicles.
Testy testicles.
Testy testicles. Thank you guys so much for being on the pod. You guys started your own podcast, which I was just on, which is a very, I loved it. You guys were very vulnerable and raw and real, but also funny and great. And I really enjoyed being on it. It's called Pretty Messed Up. How did this podcast come about?
Well, we loved having you, first of all. And it's the craziest story, right, AJ? Because, like, okay, so we met before Dancing with the Stars because Amy Sugarman from iHeart was like, okay, we were going to do our own podcast. Like, I was supposed to do a podcast, like, before I even got married. And then we have this a similar story, and she's like, I need to introduce you to AJ. And I was like, who's AJ? I don't need no sidekick. I'm kidding.
Exactly.
You don't.
No, you don't.
But
want to finish the story?
So then, you know, next thing you know, I make the final decision to do the show, you know, because it was kind of up in the air whether dancing was even going to happen or not with the whole COVID thing. So get the show, find out who my partner is, which is this young lady right here.
This Asian lady.
And then I was like, okay, well, this is interesting. Okay. So, of course, Amy and everyone at iHeart was like, okay, well, this is fate. I mean, this absolutely makes sense. Now, my mentor and best friend of 20 years, Renee Elizondo, who's our third co-host, he and I were actually talking to iHeart about doing a podcast as well.
Yeah.
With two other people, and it would have been four people. And that was based on this little meeting that I've been doing since March called Circle the Wagons. Mm-hmm. And then obviously four people was a lot on a podcast. So they fizzled it down to me and Renee. And then they were like, well, why don't we put you three together? You guys all have similar backgrounds. You're all sober. And you're all pretty messed crazy up in your own way and nuts.
Yeah.
And
you've had, aren't we all?
Yeah.
That's so sweet. You guys didn't know you were partners.
Well, hold up. And then I was like, Susan, our publicist, Caitlin.
Yeah.
I was like, you realize that it'd be really weird if AJ was dancing with somebody else and we're doing this podcast together.
Totally.
And then Amy's like, well, actually it could be really good. Like it could be like, you guys are just like totally rivals. And then you have this podcast together. I was like, bad idea. And I was like, Sue, tell AJ's people or tell Amy to tell AJ to request me. Because if you request me, then the chances of you dancing with me are pretty high, right? And ta-da!
Yeah, I mean, I did request you because obviously there was rumblings about me being with Sharna because Nick was with Sharna. And I actually shut that down because I didn't want to follow exactly in Nick's footsteps.
I don't think you would have given you Sharna.
Not to say that Sharna wouldn't have been a good partner. I don't know. Yeah. But I mean, I just was like, I kind of want to do this on my own differently.
Yeah. I thought you were going to dance with Britt, actually.
Again, I didn't know who I was going to get put with, but I did put the request in to be with Cheryl. Also, I knew enough about Cheryl's past that I was like, I really think her and I are going to really work well together.
Yes.
Oh, was I wrong?
Rude.
No, I'm kidding.
First of all, you guys work so well together. And you've come up with this great podcast and a great friendship. I know, AJ, your kids call her Auntie Cheryl, and it's just so sweet. But I'm laughing about two things. Cheryl goes, I don't need no sidekick. And then literally next sentence was, AJ, you want to finish my story?
Yeah, I know. AJ, will you complete my sentence, please?
Finish my sentences, please.
But
exactly.
Also, you were saying, you know, you knew enough about Cheryl's history. Cheryl, did you know the history of Backstreet Boys?
Thank God for Google. Kidding.
No.
Not really, actually. Okay, wait. But AJ will be the first to say, like, I lived a sheltered life. Like, my mother was like, dance in school. And so, like, that was it. And I could only watch 1 hour of TV a week when I was growing up. And that was 90210.
Amazing.
So not like the Backstreet Boys are on TV, but I couldn't even listen to their music. I mean, I was all like, it was very like an Olympian. I lived like a life of an Olympian. But I did end up watching their documentary thinking, I was like, God, all this research I'm doing, what if he's not my partner? What a waste of time that was. But I found them very fascinating, including
could
AJ. Out of all the boys, I was like, AJ is definitely, he
the most
for
fascinating
sure.
Yeah. For sure by yeah. far
so I saw Oprah interview. I saw everything when you had barely Oprah. Any facial hair.
What did Oprah smell like?
She smelled like a really nice tree.
Interesting.
I believe that.
We did
like
Oprah
it, like
season two
she, yeah she
that.
Had a very she had a very like earthy smell.
Rich and earthy.
Rich and rich yes rich
very rich. Yes, like the smell of like trees and money.
Yeah,
trees and wealth.
with a hint of vanilla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
All right, if you guys are anything like me, you're always looking for that next great show to get obsessed with. So when I heard that David E. Kelly has a new series coming to ABC, you guys know him from Ally McBeal, The Practice, and Big Little Lies, I was all in. Big Sky is one of those edge-of-your-seat thrill rides that's full of twists and turns you'll never see coming. When two sisters go missing under the wide-open skies of Montana, private detectives Cassie and Cody team up with Cody's ex-wife, Jenny, to find them before it's too late. The girl's disappearance soon reveals an even deeper mystery, one that some will do anything to keep hidden. It just goes to show that even in the most beautiful places can hide the darkest secrets. Sounds really good. And I've seen the previews. It looks really good. Big Sky features an incredible cast like Ryan Phillippe, Catherine Winnick, Kyle Bunbury, and John Carroll Lynch. Can't wait to check it out. Big Sky premieres tonight on ABC.
Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Wait, what was I going to say? Something triggered my memory and now I've lost it. What were we just saying?
We're talking about Oprah, but I really want to know how your rehearsals are doing.
You do? Oh, no. Okay. This is what I was going to say. I'm jumping right into a confession because I do confessions on my podcast every Tuesday. And I'm like, I didn't even think of one today until we just said this because Cheryl, you're talking about the Backstreet Boys documentary. I hope Jason. Okay, good. He's not here.
Are you sure?
He already knows the story anyways, but I joined the Mile High Club watching the documentary.
What? Watching?
Oh, wow.
AJ's documentary? Oh, my God. Good for you. Were you watching as you were? Okay, yep.
It was a pod. People on this podcast who listen already know that I've joined the Mile High Club. It was like a story that even like went out onto the news like years ago.
But it was breaking news.
It was breaking news. It was an overnight flight. It was right after the show.
Girl,
and
good for you.
And we were watching the Backstreet Boys documentary. And
isn't it good though? I mean, both.
I mean, look.
Aren't both
basically
good?
The show? I mean, look. The film's called "Show 'Em What You're Made Of." So obviously,
exactly, Caitlin.
You were like, you know what? I'm going to take this
I'll show
literally.
You what I'm made of.
I will show you what I'm made of. My high club. High five. Anyways, good thing Jason wasn't home for that. He already knows. But rehearsals. Okay.
I wasn't with Jason. I get it now.
No. That's
fine. Yeah, I was going to say, come on, Cheryl. Come on.
Okay. Anywho, that was
like 4 years ago, whenever that documentary came out.
What dances do you have?
Okay, this week, actually, when this comes out, I will have danced the contemporary, and I have to do the redemption dance for the Paso Doble.
So who came to your rehearsal?
Carrie Ann. It was like, of course, you know, she was going to be our judge. But I was actually excited about it because the judges get, 15 seconds to say what they have to say to you. And you're like, but why? And so we were able to actually have the conversation and hear where she's coming from and ask the whys and how comes and all that. So it was actually really nice. Good. And it was like kind of mending a broken fence. Yeah. And it just felt like going off last week into this, it felt really actually good. So
so what did you guys talk? Did you guys talk off camera as well a little bit or
no? Because we actually did it over Zoom, so it was just
great.
No, but you know, it's interesting because like I've, you know, now I've had almost a week to process everything.
Yes.
And you know, I've talked
and
to Cheryl.
He's painted his nails again. Look at that.
I'm back. I am AJ's so
back.
Happy.
Backstreet Boy.
You have
back
no
in
idea.
Town.
You're back
this
with your
brings me joy.
That was the first thing I told him to do, Caitlin. I was like, take off that nail polish. Thank you.
This brings me joy. This is me. So
it is you. I'm happy you're back too.
I've obviously had some time to really think things through and really process. And I've had a couple conversations with Cheryl. And the one thing that I still just can't let go of is this is the first time we've messed up the whole season. Number one,
messed up. Yeah.
Most importantly, the minute we were in frame was when the actual Viennese waltz started. Yeah. From that point until the very end, we didn't miss a single beat. We didn't miss anything. We never broke frame.
But that's when the Viennese waltz starts, right? Like you're judging the intro. You're judging us messing up the intro.
So, exactly. So that's the part that still doesn't sit well with me is that
there's a few things.
You gave us a 7, most likely on that mess up. So it's like
it was that.
All right. And here's
another one. Yeah.
I think I know what you're gonna say because it was something that made
me
upset.
Here's
you
the
haven't been in the bottom two once.
No. Here's the icing on the cake, which is about that. Johnny Weir, that was his second time in the bottom two. He gets a perfect score, and we beat him in the relay.
Yeah.
Why was he in the bottom two, number one?
Well, obviously the votes.
Which, then again, I'm not trying to toot my own horn or cause any drama, but I'm off the show. I can do what I want now.
Yeah,
but
headlines. AJ toots his own horn.
I would hope that I had more votes than Johnny. But yeah. But clearly
you did. If you look at the point system, you guys, right? So it's 50-50, right? So they do it, like, let's say out of 10, right? So you got 7, 8, 8, right? So that puts you in the bottom. He got a perfect score. Then you add 2 points to yours and 0 to him, right? So that's 30. And then that would be 25. So clearly you had more votes, right? But clearly he didn't have as many votes because he's going off 30 out of 32. We're going off 25 out of 32. But my whole thing is that they've already been in the bottom. So they've already had one chance. And yeah, we didn't even get a chance because we've never been in the bottom. This has never been an option for the judges, yeah, for us. Like, it's not like we both were in the bottom once. We both got saved by the judges once. Then you're playing on an even playing field.
That's what I was going to say. Like, had we been in the bottom two earlier on in the season, yeah, maybe that would have made a difference. But the fact that this was his second time and our first, it's still just, I don't know. Well, and it's right. Also, you know, it's also bittersweet. It's just bittersweet.
Listen, I just feel bad for all my partners because this seems to happen to me quite a lot lately. So I just also I danced with this guy named Juan Pablo, Caitlin, about 2 seasons ago, and we got a perfect 60 out of 60 and we went home. And I think this is why the judges now choose of that incident. And it caused a lot of controversy because how does that mean we got 0 votes? Like, because we had a perfect 60 out of 60 and we still got sent home. We didn't make the finals, right? So this guy was like the ringer. Like, we were always on top. It'd be like if Neve went home right now.
It still throws me off that the judges said to you, was it you, right? Where all three judges were like, but don't worry about that. I know we'll see you next week. All of
yeah.
them. It was like,
I don't think, listen, I just know from like people and what I've heard is that they were supposedly all surprised that we went home, but it's like, but you can't be that shocked, especially going off of like, I would have been happy with like 3 8s or even like 2 8s and a 9 or something, especially if the Viennese waltz doesn't start until like we're in hold. Right. Right. But like, maybe, I don't know. I don't know. And I can't really say my own conspiracy theory now, but like,
there's so many times where I've been like, wait, what? And I don't understand, like, not just for myself, yeah, but watching, and you know, there's so many ifs and whys and hows.
Well,
but
look, what helps me sleep at night is that maybe they wanted me out because I'm so competitive and
AJ, I
could take it all the way. No, I'm kidding.
No, unfortunately, I think it has nothing to do with you.
I honest to God, I really know it is not. It's got nothing to do with me, but you. It's TV, man. It's TV.
Yeah,
you got to shake. You just got to shake.
You don't want to, like, I don't, after all the years of doing this, right? Like, I'm still the number one fan of the show. I don't want to think anything is happening behind the scenes, obviously. Like, I don't want to think it's rigged. I don't want to think of anything other than, look, standards and practices should be back there. They should be counting those votes with them. And, you know, we can't control it. So there's so many conspiracy theories, so many evolutions of the show, right? And like, so many dancers that have been on and off that have gone through what I'm going through. But then you look at the bigger, I mean, if I lived in that world of like, it's because, you know, someone hates me, and I would just be in that negative space. And I'm just trying just to meditate.
Hey, that's a good way to do it. And you also have the like title of being, were you the first female to take home a mirror ball?
Back in 1960.
Ah!
It's been a while.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's cool too. But yeah, I don't know. I'm like, there's the shocker moments of TV. That was one for me. You should have seen me up in the balcony. I was literally like, what?
I know.
And Arden was like, hey, let's go. And I was like, no, I like wouldn't leave.
You know what, Arden? I forgot to tell you this, Caitlin. I was, we just finished dancing, right? And so I was just letting off some steam in my trailer. Then I got a text from our PA, Tracy, like, get back in here. And I'm like, okay, great. So I was like, Arden, and I run to Arden, like, how did you guys do? He goes, oh, we did okay. And I'm like, wait, what do you mean you did okay? Like, what did you get? He goes, 30. I'm like, you're a asshole. What do you mean? 30, like 0, like no, like just not, oh, we did okay. What do you mean you did okay? That was great. I love Artem.
But you've known Artem for forever. So long, like you told me when he like first moved here. Yeah. And I'm like, that's just so Artem though, isn't it? Like for
totally. Him, he's like that mad, happy, sad. Just like I'm monotone like this. Like this is the most exciting.
You're like, this is my happy, sad, angry, bitter face.
Yeah. That's PMSing it, face. Everything.
That's it. Same face.
I always say the same thing, but then I blame it on Botox because I'm like, well, it's get so much Botox. Me too. I wanted to ask you guys, what is something you miss the most about rehearsals and being part of the show, and something that you're like, and that's why it's bittersweet.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Quick question before we get back to the podcast. Do you own or rent your own home? I'm sure you do, and I bet it can be hard work. Actually, I know it can be. You know what's easy, though, is bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Go ahead, Age.
You know, well, it's bittersweet because there's 2 weeks left.
Yeah.
And it's like, yes. we really busted our asses this past, the week leading up to, you know, getting this Viennese Waltz, like as perfect as we could. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, really getting the jive. As great as it was, I mean, my kicks and flicks were night and day from
you. Got to show them your premiere. Knees. You got to show everyone your knees really quick.
Yeah, yeah, show
so
your knees.
This
show
is what my evidence. Knees look like right now.
Oh my god! Yeah. The guy has, mind you, you haven't complained once about anything to do with like any injuries, I mean, but you've had two knee surgeries.
My gosh. I have had two knee surgeries. I had two knee surgeries about 10 years ago, and afterwards, my doctor said, "Look, come back in 5 years. Let's do a little, you know." Let's go in with a camera, just do some maintenance and make sure that you're good.
Right.
That was almost 12 years ago. I'm a little bit behind.
And I have to tell you, he's not the best when it comes to getting body work done or anything. I had to literally threaten him. I was like,
now I'm doing it twice a week, but.
Oh, great.
no.
But honestly, great timing.
Thanks.
What I miss about rehearsals is I look, I'm a bit of a workaholic and anything that I know involves doing something I'm passionate about, which is entertaining, it was a little taste of heaven for me doing this because I don't know when
and hell
we're going to go back on the road. I have no idea.
Right.
You know, where the plan is to go back on the road next summer, but who the hell knows what's going to happen a week from now. So this was a little taste of heaven for me. And like I shared when we did press afterwards was like, I got to meet you and all the other celebs, all the pros. I made some great friends.
Yeah.
And above and all, my rumba will stick with me as the most pivotal moment of the season for me personally.
Totally.
It was incredible.
Because it really, I still get messages today from people and how it's affected them and how it's changed their life and how it's made them want to come out of their shell. That's exactly why you do this show is for people that get to know you.
I think so many people that listen to this podcast watch, but for those who don't or don't know what you're talking about, talk about your rumba and that whole experience, because I thought that was just your performance, both of you, the choreography, everything was so incredible. And it was actually probably one of my favorite dances of the whole season.
Thanks.
It was really, really, really great. So I
but we didn't have enough rumba content.
It doesn't matter. That was
crazy. I know.
You guys never win with these three judges.
No, but you're absolutely right, Caitlin. We did that. Like, look, at the end of the day, Cheryl had two options. We could have gone contemporary, or we could have gone rumba. We went rumba, and the problem is what she you know had explained to me is. It takes years to learn how to put both the emotion and the rumba in the same.
My dance coach had me do rumba walks for 2 years before even giving me choreography. Just walking.
Yeah. So I know in my heart and in my gut, as I know Cheryl does, we made the right decision.
Yeah.
You know, calling it a rumba, but really making it a story.
And I mean, I could name all the steps we put in there that were rumba, but I won't.
I saw them all. I saw rumba in there.
We had opening outs. We had cucarachas. We had a fan. We had an alamana. Like, we did. Maybe it wasn't, like, you know, obvious, but we have to make it like the emotion was so important, especially when talking about the story. It's really hard to tell a story in a rumba when you're worried about the technique. Like there was a fine line, right? Mm-hmm. And so therefore I just chose the emotion because I was like, you know what?
That's what I really liked about that dance was you both share the similar story of going through addiction. Mm-hmm. You're both sober. You were both the story and about your strength and certain things and everything down to like the lighting and the costumes and the choreography. Like everybody really felt that. Mm-hmm. And like you said, AJ, you're still getting messages to this day. I'm sure Cheryl, you are too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of just how much that helped them. You're like, it was a rumba and we did it and whatever.
Yeah.
Those messages must make you just like,
totally,
it's all worth it.
And especially like after doing the show for 23 seasons, I'm just like, you know, for me, that was the first time I think I've ever really opened up as far as, you know, normally it's not really about us, right? It's always about our celebrity. And the fact that the show even wanted to add like a couple of sound bites for me about my experience, that was a really special moment. And, you know, I normally, you know, I would just talk about the celebrity and I would make it just about him. But the fact that we shared this beautiful moment together is something that I'll take with me forever for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's, great. I think that's something really important that I said on your guys' podcast that you use your platforms and talk about that. And Cheryl, I saw the other day talking about, you know, like body positivity and body image. And I love to hear that from you as a dancer because my dogs are going to eat shit right now.
Yes. Oh my God. I love your dogs. You have golden retrievers, right?
Yeah, they're going crazy. So cute. Jason, are you here?
Whole time.
He's coming in and out. Okay.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
All right, you guys, Pantene's Core Collection is made with a nutrient-rich formula of strengthening antioxidants that build your hair's immunity to prevent up to 90% of future hair damage or hashtag hair break, if you will. While our current bachelorette or bachelorettes, if we're being real here, may not be immune to future heartbreak, at least we've got hashtag hair break covered for them. I know that when I was on The Bachelorette, and actually even now in Dancing with the Stars, my hair is taking some serious beatings between being sprayed and styled and straightened and curled and blow-dried. I mean, you get the picture. I faced so much hair damage and breakage, and let me tell you, it was not fun. It's happening again, and it's taking a toll on my confidence. My hair was not happy with me. I wish I had Pantene's Core Collection back then, but luckily I have it now. Pantene's Core Collection is here to prevent that damage we all know so well, so you don't have to worry about whatever it is that you're putting those luscious locks through. And while you may not be able to protect heartbreak or breakups or any other breaks that are going on in your life, you will at least be able to prevent hair break from coming your way. And that's pretty comforting for a gal like me. No matter how hashtag hair break moments come to life, Pantene's hair immunity message will stay the front runner. Check out local papers across the country to get your coupon for $5 off. 3 Pantene products, paper coupon required to redeem offer, valid from November 22nd, 2020 to December 5th, 2020 at most major retailers. See coupon for some exclusions.
Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
But you were talking about body image and body positivity, especially as a dancer growing up, I think I could relate to that just because I was always in front of a mirror. You're always around other girls. You're always comparing bodies. You're always being told what your body should look like as a dancer. And AJ, for you, it's like you're already going out there vulnerable as just yourself dancing, you know, like when, yes, you're a performer and you're back. I mean,
he's actually, AJ's actually told me he also goes through body image stuff as well. Like when we were talking about this. Yeah.
And that's what I was going to say as a performer, just from growing up, like nobody ever talks about, you know, body dysmorphia with men or the challenges or the pressure that you have felt as a star to perform and have this body that you're supposed to have. And I just
love
to talk about that kind of stuff because I think we all go through it. But when you're on this, you know, stage, it's even harder.
No, there was a whole, I mean, look, for the first probably 10 years of our career, I mean, I was ripping my shirt off gladly. Mm-hmm. Like,
is that alcohol talking though?
No, this was pre alcohol.
Oh, okay,
but like, no, because once the alcohol came in,
you're ripping off your pants. It got really weird.
That's when things started to get a little bubbly. but you know, so, and like, so this tour that we're on right now, the DNA tour, is like, you know, there's really no moment for that to happen, nor did I want it to happen again. Now, things are different for me now, where I'm, you know, I literally hadn't posted a topless picture of me in I don't know how many years.
Right.
And right before we started rehearsals with the show, I posted one because I was proud. I mean, I literally I put all this work and this blood, sweat, and tears in for 5 months straight before we started rehearsing.
Yeah.
Then, and then I've lost 20 pounds since I've been on the show. So
wow,
it's like
some meat on those bones.
Oh, trust me. I literally, my mother-in-law made, because she's Mexican, so she makes everything from scratch.
Yum.
And she made, normally it's chicken enchilada casserole. Tonight it's a beef enchilada casserole. So I could smell it. I just can't eat it right now. Oh. I could smell it. As soon as we're done, I'm scarfing that.
Yeah, chicken. You're like, hurry this up, Caleb.
Oh, I could smell it. Smells delicious, which just means my kids are going to be farting all over
vegan.
The house tonight.
I actually don't eat meat either, Cheryl. But,
oh, really?
But I mean, like, that's just the pressure. How do you guys come out of that?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, for me, Caitlin, it was just, like, really – okay, so from when I grew hips, I got my period when I was 9 years old, right? So
wow.
I know. So I became a woman at a very young age. Yeah. I started ballet from age 4 to 11, and literally that was the reason why I just bounced, because my hips grew. Like, everyone else was just, like, long and stick thin, and here I am. I already have curves at, like, 7 years old, and I already had breasts, and, like, they just, like, I just looked like a woman, and I didn't feel right, and I couldn't, and I just looked different than everybody else, so I just told my mom, like, I don't want to do this anymore, and then her and my stepdad started ballroom dancing for fun. We're trying to find, like, a family sport. We tried golf. That didn't work. Ballroom dancing, and then
missing
I was like,
out.
Hey, ballroom dancing is only for old people. And then I saw kids my age do it with little boys. And I was like, yes, I could finally dance with a boy and the music and everything. And then also I saw different body types and I was like, okay, this is cool. But then I got like really into ballroom and I had like weigh-ins. My dance coach would make me weigh myself. I was on these crazy, like, I remember the Hollywood diet. It was like juice. And it was like juice that I would have to only drink like one cup of juice for like 24 days. Did I lose weight? Absolutely. But I could have drank like orange juice. It would have been the same thing, you know, just that. But yeah, it's always been an issue. And I, you know, I have curves, I've got hips and I've, you know, it's just the way it is. And, it's just been really hard then. But then coming here to LA was a whole nother experience. It was like, I was on blast. Like I remember just going through the channels one morning. So it was like headlines, is Cheryl too fat for TV? And it was like all over the press. Okay. So this is basically what happened. I got off my birth control during a season thinking I was going to lose weight. Right. Cause normally that's what happens. Little did I know that I was on a birth control that had a dietary supplement. Like it had some sort of dietary something in there that it was like a low dosage of hormones in the actual birth control that helped with my skin and helped me maintain my weight. So when I got off of it, I retained 15 pounds of water weight on top of, I was still partying and all that stuff. So I overnight gained so much weight. And then Susan calls me and I talk more into detail about this on my YouTube channel, but like Susan calls and she like breaks the news. She goes, so you're going to be on the cover of Star Magazine and Us Weekly. And they're going to basically, the headline is Cheryl too fat for TV? Two of my co-stars, I won't mention names, but two of the pro dancers basically agreed and said that like, how is she on the show and how is she representing us athletes when she's not even fit to be on television, basically. And it was like this whole thing. And it was all during a season, like as the show started. So it was, and ever since then, Caitlin, I have to say like, I'm still working on it, but man, is it hard? Cause like I've got three layers of just like a constant, like I'm always looking twice. I'm always asking Susan every day, like, you know, how do I look? And this is why I have anxiety and social anxiety when it comes to even going on a red carpet or anything. Like, this is why I love being quarantined, because you can only see me from the waist up.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's no secret that I love my wine, but now and then, especially lately after a long day of dancing, I like to switch it up with my drink of choice to Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey. I'm a huge fan of peanut butter and big whiskey guy, so of course Screwball is perfection to me. It tastes so good on its own.
or with some ice, or if you mix it into like an old fashioned, oh my gosh, a peanut butter old fashioned when I'm feeling fancy, you need to try it for yourself. I promise you'll suddenly realize you're a bartender with some pretty impressive skills. Or actually, that just it really tastes good pretty much in any cocktail you make. It even tastes amazing in your dessert. A little peanut butter whiskey and a bowl of ice cream. You know you want it. Screwball is sweet and savory at the same damn time, and it's also it's a fun drink to bring over to your friend's house for a game night. My personal favorite. Also, for those doing some holiday shopping, it's the perfect gift for all those peanut butter and whiskey fans in your life. Screwball, the original and most awarded peanut butter whiskey, is now available near you. Pick up Screwball at your local store or get it delivered today. Ready to hashtag get screwed? Go to screwballwhiskey.com for more info and click on buy now. Please drink responsibly. Advertisement by Screwball Spirits, LLC, San Diego, California. Whiskey with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Alcohol volume, 70 proof. Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it, and I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style, but really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period, so you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
You look absolutely amazing, number one. Thanks. Curves is the only way to go. I love, for me, look, I'm Latino. I like a little meat on my bones. I like things to move. I don't
eat some enchiladas then.
Listen, I would prefer not to have sex with a bag of antlers. That's not something fun for me. So
that sounds horrible, actually.
I know, but you know, you can fill in the blanks. Like that's just, you know, if you go back to, if you think about, if you go back to, who is it? Like, Mansfield,
Marilyn Monroe,
Marilyn Monroe, Mansfield.
You say Marilyn Manson?
No. yes. But if you go back to, you know, Sophia Loren, Raquel Welch, all of the most, I mean, all of these women were not sticks. They were curvy women.
I wonder if they had body image issues, though.
Well, I did read Betty Page did. That's why she always had her waist.
But then you've got, you're on TV that you add 10 pounds. You know, everyone, whenever I go to airports or whatever, they're like, oh my God, you're so much smaller in person than on TV. I'm like, I don't think that's a compliment, so shut it.
People don't know how to compliment.
I know.
But I get to say, now here's a different perspective, but I have always been insecure about how skinny I was in high school because all of the boys used to tell me same kind of thing, like, oh, you're too skinny and this is, and you gotta have meat on your bones. And I've been on the other end of that where I didn't feel sexy because I didn't have curves, because I didn't have boobs or hips. And it's like, I still have those thoughts of, would I be sexier if I had bigger boobs or bigger hips? Like,
I I'd have never heard this side of it, of that, you know, like, just, that's crazy.
It's, I think it's just human nature to want what you don't have, to compare yourself to other people. And that's where it all stems from. And
it
I
does.
Just think
but when the press continues it, then you're just
well,
like,
you have the, yeah, press. Press
that
as
has
well
been
as,
so traumatizing, you know.
Well, yeah, press and social media, all that stuff. Think about all of us are around the same age, roughly. Mm-hmm, so, like, the generation that we are from is now a social media, basically that type of generation where.
But even this season, though, Caitlin, I was getting, are you pregnant? I'm like, no, I'm not pregnant, assholes. Like, you guys are so rude. And honestly, like, even if I'll read 100 comments and that one comment on if I'm pregnant will f*** me up And it has, like, every week I'll see one comment that, like, oh, are you hiding something? No, I'm not hiding anything. Like, I'm not hiding anything. And honestly, and then I get mad, then I'm triggered at the people who are designing costumes for us. And then I'm like, no, you will not tell me what to wear. And I will not add density to my stomach. Literally, it was Rumba week. And I was like, you guys, I'm so sorry. I love you. Don't take it personally, but I'm super triggered right now. And I don't want you to add any more like fabric to my stomach area. I just want it to be completely simple and sheer and thin. Like, this is what I go through, AJ, like in fittings. It's just like, I just will not like that foxtrot dress. I had fringe coming. That was not my idea, but I had fringe coming down from here. And it did. It just makes you, I just know, like, the show has changed as far as, like, we don't really have much say anymore, right? When it comes to the creative, which now wardrobe is part of the creative. But I literally had to fight. And I had to say, you guys, this is my body. And I have to wear this. And if I get one more comment on my weight because of something that I had no input in or whatever, I'm going to react. And this is it. This is the reaction. Because you're not hearing that. You're just picking something from, like, the runway, which I love, by the way. I totally love. But if I know that it may not flatter my body, I please let this be a collaboration, at least.
Especially if you know your triggers, you know what makes you feel a certain way, and you want to go out there and feel confident.
It's 100%.
It's always so mind blowing.
I, at the beginning of the season, Cheryl and I had a heart to heart because I, you know, and this is the first time I'm saying this publicly. Like, literally, it's the first time I'm saying it because I'm an open book and I have literally zero shame, which is that, you know, my hair was actually longer before we started the show. Yeah. But I still hadn't had my second hair surgery yet. It's public knowledge that I had my hair done before I got married.
Yeah.
But so I went to the number one wig guy in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
It's all human hair. It's a dope ass wig. It looks legit. You would never know. And I was wearing it for about 2 weeks prior to meeting Cheryl for the first time. Mm-hmm. And you couldn't tell, but I knew. And I told her about it. And she's like, look, you're going to do whatever you want, but I need you to focus on dancing and not worry about if people are wondering, is that a wig? Is that not a wig? What is that? What is he doing? So I shaved my head and I kept it shaved for the entire season for that reason.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, so I still deal with that external validation, that, you know, acceptance thing. But I'll tell you what, after doing this show, that has lessened by a significant amount.
Because you don't have social media on your phone, which is a very, and because of that, AJ, I don't check social media as much at all either. But of course, when I do, then you find the negative.
I have taken social media.
So
my wife and I have taken it off our phones now for almost 3 years. And it is the greatest
thing. So much better,
world.
I'm sure.
I have a health. Look, mental health, I can focus on my kids. I'm not busy taking stupid selfies.
Validation.
Yeah, and it's like, so, you know, that's why I hire a social media team to do my social media. They'll send me approval. I'll send them pictures that I want to post.
Which I hired the same team now.
She had the same team.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, it is a game changer.
I'm sure.
It's a game changer.
That makes so much sense. I mean, I've gotten to a point where if I go to post something, I have to take a step back and say, what am I doing this for? Am I doing this for validation? Or am I doing this to share something, an important message? Or am I doing this because this thing makes me happy? Like, why am I posting this? And then same thing with when I'm scrolling. Why does this affect me? Why does this trigger me? Why does this make me happy? And then I try and go through and do the cleanup. So I will try and only follow accounts that inspire me or make me happy. Or I will, you know, just, I think
that's what Jeannie Mai says too. She changes her algorithm so that, like, basically she just doesn't follow people that are not going to either be positive or help her in some way, you know?
I did a purge on mine. Like, basically I told my entire team, I said, I want you to unfollow every single person I follow.
You better not unfollow me.
And
I'll
only
murder you.
No. Only follow. So I follow like maybe 100 people now.
Yeah,
I used to follow like 10,000 people. Yeah, I used to follow like all these fans, all these people, and then it just got weird real fast.
Yes.
And aggro, and I was like, you know what? I this is just stupid. Like, why am I letting this?
Oh my god, you follow 38 people.
See,
wow,
there you go.
That's impressive.
38. There
Wait,
you go.
Let me see if I'm still part of this. Yes, yes.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Whether you like it or not, winter is coming. Okay, I've been waking up in the mornings, going right to my closet to grab a comfy sweater, and I kid you not, every day I grab the same one. I love my Jenny Kane cashmere hoodie so much. I got the heather gray color. Goes with everything, literally everything. It's so cozy, so soft. I'm big on how clothes feel, and this sweater is 100% cashmere. It's never too early to start thinking about your holiday shopping, and nothing says I love you like a cashmere sweater. I mean, really, I can't think of a better way to say I love you right now. If you're not familiar with Jenny Kane yet, they are the ultimate gifting destination to get special pieces for everyone on your list. Jenny Kane believes in creating everyday pieces made to last forever, like polished basics and home pieces that will truly never go out of style. Some of their signature pieces include the Mule, which is their classic shoe that started it all, their Chelsea and Canyon boots that are the perfect winter shoe, and their cozy sweaters that you will legitimately never want to take off, like me actually right now in my hoodie. Find your forever pieces at jennykane.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code VINE at checkout. That's JENNIKAYNE.com, promo code VINE. Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period. So you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Okay. Yeah. Fine. That's you know what? That's really great because priorities, right? Like your priorities are your family and things that actually make you happy, things you can be present for.
It can really take over your world, man. Like after I had a whole meeting with our social media team that I've also hired as well now. And they're like Pinterest. And then you've got TikTok and then my YouTube channel, which I shot all of my videos before Dancing with the Stars. So like we release once a week every Friday. But then I'm just like, even that, like I'm really, it could take over your world. It's an addiction. And I do believe that like you're just constantly looking and looking and then it's nighttime.
It's so, even just your phone, I find myself like I'm lost without it even in my hand sometimes, which is clearly like, that's a problem. There's so many things, but I mean, it's good that you're doing something about it. It's not like, you know, we talk about body image, we talk about addiction, we talk about our phones and everything. We're actively, all three of us, doing something about it. You know what I mean? Like, as long as you're working on it, you're aware of it. You are making it a priority to better yourself. And I'm so sorry that you have to go through that even still to this day, because you start dancing at 4 and that's a focus of your whole life is what your body looks like. And it's not something you're going to snap your fingers and be like, okay, I'm
good. But then I lose weight and they're like, you're too skinny. You're dying. No, like literally that was the headline. Like, is Cheryl dying? Like, so it's, and so again, like I have to do the work and which I'm continuing to do, and I have to do the work to make sure that I'm not looking at that. And if I do see it, so be it. Don't focus on it. Just focus on the positive, but it's so much easier said than done, right?
Of course. But I mean, just the fact that you work on it. And I just want to tell you from a viewer of the show and even just being in the balcony, I always admire your confidence. Like when I see you out on the dance floor and just who you are as a person and how you carry yourself, I'm like, oh, I've just always adored you. I've told you that before, but like
she is one of the strongest women I have met. She's one of the strongest women I've met in my life, honest to God, overall, not just on the dance floor, just with all that she's been through, whether public or not public, the stories she's told me, she, to even be standing and be focused and be sober and be present, it takes willpower, it takes strength, it takes courage, it takes commitment.
Thank
and
you.
She has all of those things, honest to God. You know what I mean?
You have, you have so much, like, I feel like I always want to tell people, like, first of all, I think your outside is beautiful. I just do.
Thank you.
But, like, you are so well-rounded and you have so much going for yourself that it's like, you're so much more than what those headlines say. And it's always that headline, different face, different body, different something. The media really needs to fucking take a knee.
Worry about like our next generation. Like, it's just not, that's just, you don't have,
no, it's horrible.
Zero. Like, but it's so crazy.
They'll have parenting and us that's so aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, that's key. That's key. I've already been through this. Thankfully, it was a phase and I'm hoping it doesn't continue. So when I started my diet, when I started training before I started the show, I was on a grain-free, gluten-free, sugar-free diet, really high in protein, trying to put on muscle.
Yeah.
And like my oldest daughter was the carb police. Anytime I would cheat, she'd be like, Daddy, what about your diet? Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I noticed her not eating as much. And then I'm like, babe, what are you doing? And then she's like, Daddy, I'm on a diet. I'm like,
no.
So it's all fine now.
Yeah. But
like, so obviously our children are a product of their environment completely. But what I do love about what's happening in the world today is you have the Taylor Swifts on one side and then you have the Lizzos on the other side.
I don't even know who Lizzo is. Who's Lizzo?
She is a proud, curvy African princess who can sing her ass off, but she is inspiring so many young women out there saying, I don't give a shit what I look like. It's about my talent. It's about my heart. It's about my soul. That's it.
Yeah.
And if more people can use their platforms to basically push that out there.
Yeah. And be their unique selves. Like, really, we're all unique, right? Like, everyone just needs to own up to it.
It's so true. And there's
unique New York.
Wait, I don't get it. Why New York?
No, that's
zero.
Oh my! This is how deprived this poor woman was. I can't handle.
Hey, what's unique New York? Why unique in New York?
Anchorman.
Oh my God! It's like a way to warm up your voice. Listen,
and your mouth.
I've seen it once, but I don't memorize the lines. Like, that's so crazy. I only memorize
Friends,
Pretty Woman. That's it. Because that's the only movie I was allowed to watch. Great influence.
But that's what we're saying, the influence. It's all about, like, you've learned probably so much from how you were influenced and what you would change for the next generation.
Totally.
And that's where the shift is coming in, which I think is so beautiful. Like the Lizzos and everyone's trying to actually put out positive messaging. Mm-hmm. And I do see that happening. And I think as long as we allow our kids to follow the right messaging and be that kind of parent that shows them, like AJ, for stepping in and seeing that and being like, okay, no.
Showing your vulnerability. Cause like, we're all human. Like, and that's the thing. It's like, people think celebrities have zero emotion or that we're like robot. We're perfect. We live a perfect life. There's always history, right? There's always something we've all been through.
100%. And you know, it's like, if you can allow yourself to truly be, like, you know, Cheryl said, your true self, then because people admire you, because people look up to you, they do put you on a pedestal, which, look, we're human. We make mistakes. We're not mistakes. It's all freaking good. But there are those that choose to use that pedestal for evil. And there are those that choose to use it for good.
Yeah.
You know, we did a photo shoot for Rolling Stone years ago with David LaChapelle. And
I know who that is.
And it was and literally there was a conversation about this one shot that he wanted to get. And he sat with myself and Kevin and we discussed how we wanted this shot to be portrayed, which was kind of showing the dynamic of fans that we have. So we literally got like 30 or 40 women to be naked. They had pasties on and little thing of every race, shape, and size with no makeup.
I hope your wife was there.
Oh, this was before.
Okay, good.
but literally it was such an iconic photo and it was such a great moment where literally it's like, this is who our fans are. It's every woman of every shape and size, every race, every color, every sexual preference, doesn't matter. You know, and it's like, look, obviously I'm comfortable in my own skin now to the point where I can basically wear Cheryl's dresses openly and willingly.
without pasties.
I can't even. It's funny. Her first dress, the first time we did it, I could get it all the way up.
Is this the one you're talking about with your pants down?
No.
It's one of many covers.
Yeah. So at the beginning of the season, I could fit Cheryl's dress up to my shoulder. I couldn't.
Well, first of all, I've lost weight, so that's the reason.
No, but I've got a broad back, and your dress.
My back is broader than yours. Get out of here.
Your dresses started getting more and more of that really thin material on your arms.
We're losing the thickness. Don't you get it?
So if I were to pull that up onto my shoulders, I would have ripped through that shit like the Hulk.
Also, I made him put fishnets on, so his sweaty, you know what, junk would not get
in. I had my underwear on underneath.
Don't matter. I like put some fishnets on.
Junk on the fishnets. Oh my gosh.
Which are painful, by the way.
You're listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Support for this podcast comes from Pluto TV. Need an escape? Drop into Pluto TV for a world of free TV. Stream hundreds of channels, thousands of movies and shows, all for free. Yes, free. No subscriptions, no fees. Imagine 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor, everything else from hit movies to binge-worthy TV shows. The latest news, live sports, comedy, and more. So what are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android, iPhone, Roku, and Fire TV and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.
Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Oh my gosh.
Oh well. Now you know what we got through.
Nope. Never again.
Dancers are literally up. You guys are professional athletes. You go through so much torture and pain.
Torture.
And, like, body aches.
I know.
But you look like you're just little.
Slam your head. You just fall on your head. And God, so dramatic. Like,
see, here's a little inside secret that I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying, but I don't give a shit.
Yeah, watch your mouth.
So about 5 or 6 years ago, our stylist on tour, basically introduced us to Spanx. So basically there was no way for our mic pack with a quick change.
Yeah.
It just got really hard. So we sew our stage underwear to a Spanx. And then we have our mic pack here. Plus, it's very slimming on stage. So
it comes out somewhere, though. It's like you all of a sudden got like a bunch of fat.
Oh, it does. But, yeah, trust me. Like, it definitely does. But it did help for a little bit of time there. So, Backstreet Boys were Spanx.
Hey, fun fact. My very first Spanx, Kim Kardashian gave me my very first Spanx ever.
Wow.
Yep. She took me to Dash. Remember Dash, their store?
Yeah, yes. Dash on Melrose.
When she did, Dancing with the Stars, we made a whole night of it. We went to the movies. She took me to Dash, tried everything on, and then she gave me a pair of Spanx. I was like, what are Spanx? And I still hate Spanx, but I do love her Skims. I do love that. One of everything.
I've heard she's just a lovely human being.
She is, yes. Yeah. And she knows her undergarments, man. She knows her undergarments.
Yes, she does. I feel like she would. Okay, couple questions before I let you guys go. One, I asked Twitter, everyone wants to know, AJ, are you guys going to do a Christmas album?
Yes, we are. It's coming out.
Yes, Cheryl and I are doing a duet. It's called Ebony and Ivory.
Called Don't Listen.
Obviously, before COVID happened, that was our plan of attack, was to at least put out a Christmas single this year.
Right.
Because it's still mind-boggling. We've been a band for almost 30 years, and we've never done a single Christmas album. Never.
That's wild. You guys,
it just never worked. I know. Really? So, yeah. So we now are finally next year that's the actual
next
plan.
Next year.
Next year.
Can you guys just get together and sing a bunch of Christmas carols?
The problem is, well, here's the issue is Christmas albums have to be turned in by the middle of August.
Oh, that's never going
to
happen.
To make it to radio and to be, you know, all that stuff. So, and we've been still brainstorming around, you know, doing 10 songs, five covers.
Yeah.
That each of us is a feature on. Cool. Then doing like three originals.
And then special two, guest, Caitlin maybe, Bristow.
And then like, yes. And then like two big collabs with whoever, like a Caitlin or
like a Mariah Carey and a Caitlin Bristow.
Yeah, totally.
I would lean more towards Caitlin and Adele. That's just me, personal. Yeah. I mean, personal preference.
That's fair to put me in that company. Yeah, I get it.
Personal preference. Yeah.
That's awesome. And somebody else wanted to know, because you were doing a little bit of country in the Nashville thing. What's your next plan for solo stuff?
So I kicked the country. I kicked the country to the curb.
Why?
And, so here's the thing about country that I've learned is that you really need to embed yourself in Nashville. You need to literally be eat, breathe, sleep, shit, Nashville. They're very, very close to the chest there. When the pandemic hit, it pushed everything back for me. I was almost done with my album. And then to have to go back and start all over again, it just, I was like, you know what? I can't.
So they didn't tell you this before you wanted to go country?
No, they did. But also that country music moves very, very slowly.
Oh, got it.
Like one single could take up to 2 years before it becomes a smash.
Yeah.
Like literally.
So what is the stuff you have now? Like what genre does that fall under? Cause it's really, really good.
Well, look, it's anything I do is going to be pop no matter what, but it's more like
big
like,
band.
It's like big band, funk, soul,
so cool.
Urban.
That's so awesome.
It's unique, it's really in its own world. So there, actually I finally finished, since my schedule with dancing didn't really permit me to finish recording. Now I've had the time. I ended up going yesterday, actually, and I finished the first single. So it'll be.
You have to send it to me, please. Thanks.
Yes, it'll be mixed and mastered soon, and then we're putting it out hopefully before Christmas.
That's amazing. Oh, well, I'm going to be so excited for that. Hey, Jason, you are here. He is here.
Hey, Jason.
Hi, Jason.
The cleaning, the cleaning crew is at the front door.
Could you just open the damn door, Jason?
Just tell them 2 minutes. They're at the door right now, babe. Oh, you have no pants on. He's standing there naked. I'm like, they're at the door right now.
He's like, come on, Mile High Club.
Yes.
I'm like, he wants to. Come in, 1 sec.
I don't know how you do it all, Caitlin. Like, if I was still on the show, I'd be like, I can't do Caitlin's podcast, right, Susan?
I just make it work. I'm like, okay, I've got this time.
No,
this
you
time.
Do.
I'm like, AJ, you really... like, I'm like, keep it coming. Like, gotta work, gotta do it.
I told AJ,
I was like, you know, if we get eliminated or if we last till the end, we're gonna hit like a depression, right? Because it's like, even now, I'm not feeling it as much as when we rap. But like, I don't know if you felt it at all yet, AJ. But like, I'm telling you. It's going to be like, wait, I don't have to go to dance rehearsal, I don't have to do this, I don't have to do that, but you're always busy, so maybe that won't happen to you.
Well, you know, no, it did hit me a couple of days ago, but like, I thought it was going to be really hard to transition back to getting up at 7 a.m. Yeah. and getting back into my normal dad routine, and it was like literally falling off a log. Like, it just happened.
Yeah.
But the first 2 days after, Tuesday and Wednesday, I slept the best I've slept
in
months.
I just did that last night, by the way. I pulled an all-nighter on like Tuesday night, and I was like, no. I felt sorry for myself, and I fell out of that pretty quick.
I was done, man. Done.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Hi, everyone. This is Jillian with Court Junkie. Court Junkie is a true crime podcast that covers court cases and criminal trials using audio clips and interviews with people close to the cases. Court Junkie is available on Apple Podcasts and podcastone.com.
Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Well, good luck.
Your beef is waiting for you. I forget what it
is.
What is
your beef enchilada.
Enchilada casserole. But I can't wait to, God willing.
I'll be there on Monday for you, Caitlin.
I'll see you both on the finale night. So
yes.
And I want to ask before you guys leave, just what AJ, you specifically, Cheryl, I'll ask you a different one, but AJ, what did you learn the most about yourself through this process?
The number one thing for me that I learned about myself is that, for years I was not able to be comfortable with emotion of any kind. I would, you know, and like leaning into the uncomfortable moments, whatever. Mm-hmm. Now I am way more in tune with my emotions, and I am able to be like bluntly honest, whether you like it or not.
And where'd you get that from?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's right. I love that. It's, are you saying that's from Cheryl? Because I love.
Oh, that's from my Share Bear. Share Bear taught me well.
I love that about you, Cheryl. It's one of my favorite qualities in a person is when they can be that way. That's really cool. And then Cheryl, what is next for you? Are you going to continue to dance? Is your body like, go F yourself? I've got other things to do. Yeah. What is your plan?
Well, my plan is to continue doing, obviously, our podcast. Even after the show, we'll continue doing that. I'm going to continue to do my YouTube channel and just talk more about just everything I've gone through in my life, hoping to help, you know, at least one person get through life.
And you're helping a lot of people. I was one of them, even just listening to you. Thank you. Honestly, yeah.
Thank you. And then, honestly, you know, I've done the show for 23 seasons as a dancer. I would love to still be a part of the family somehow in some capacity. I'm just not sure if I can physically dance or emotionally at this point, right? So it's like, you know, and so for me, it's like, this is why I went to Argentina to learn the Argentine tango, because I don't want to ever be on autopilot, right? So it's not like, I need to challenge myself and challenge my brain constantly, or else I get really bored quickly. And not like teaching another celebrity would get me bored, but it's just like, I think I can hopefully say I can put that aside for a second. Yeah. And I would love to share my thoughts and views on and help people who are coming in on and doing this dance show. It's like, there's so much more, whether it me being a kind of like a life coach / consultant on
your
the
little
show.
Mentor.
Or being a fourth judge. They've had four judges before, you know, but.
Oh my gosh. I'm putting that out there into the universe. You need to be the fourth judge. I adore you both. No, good luck
you.
With your podcast.
Tell good everybody. Luck with the dancing. Oh my God. Wait, what two? You have contemporary and?
And the Paso Doble.
Okay. You got this, girl.
Yeah,
seriously.
I've got this.
Okay, that's a wrap for the podcast. As always, confessions and so much more. So I will see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Get new episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?